String theory has a curious history. It was originally invented in the late 1960s in an attempt to find a theory to describe the strong force. The idea was that particles such as the proton and the neutron could be regarded as waves on a string. The strong forces between the particles would correspond to pieces of string that went between other bits of string, as in a spider web. For this theory to give the observed value of the strong force between particles, the strings had to be like rubber bands with a pull of about 10 tons. In 1974, Joel Schurk from the École Normale Supérieure in Paris and John Schwartz from the California Institute of Technology published a paper in which they showed that string theory could describe the nature of the gravitational force, but only if the tension in the string was about 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 tons, one with 39 zeros after it. The predictions of string theory would be just the same as those of general relativity on normal length scales, but they would differ at very small distances, less than 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, Their work did not receive much attention, however, because at just about that time, most people abandoned the original string theory of the strong force in favor of the theory based on quarks and gluons, which seemed to fit much better with observations. Shirk died in tragic circumstances. He suffered from diabetes and went into a coma when no one was around to give him an injection of insulin, so Schwartz was left alone as almost the only supporter of string theory, but now with the much higher proposed value of the string tension. In 1984, interest in strings suddenly revived, apparently for two reasons. One was that people were really not making much progress towards showing that supergravity was finite or that it could explain the kinds of particles that we observe. The other was the publication of another paper by John Schwartz, this time with Mike Green of Queen Mary College, London. This paper showed that string theory might be able to explain the existence of particles that have a built-in left-handedness, like some of the particles that we observe. The behavior of most particles would be the same if you change the experimental setup by reflecting it all in a mirror, but the behavior of these particles would change. It is as if they are left or right-handed instead of being ambidextrous. Whatever the reasons, a large number of people soon began to work on string theory, and a new version was developed that seemed as if it might be able to explain the types of particles that we observe. String theories also lead to infinities, but it is thought that in the right version they will all cancel out, though this is not yet known for certain. String theories, however, have a bigger problem. They seem to be consistent only if space-time has either 10 or 26 dimensions instead of the usual 4. Of course, extra space-time dimensions are a commonplace of science fiction. Indeed, they provide an ideal way of overcoming the normal restriction of general relativity, that one cannot travel faster than light or back in time. The idea is to take a shortcut through the extra dimensions. You can picture this in the following way. Imagine that the space we live in has only two dimensions and is curved like the surface of an anchor ring or donut. If you were on the inside edge of the ring and you wanted to get to a point across the ring on the other side, you would have to move in a circle along the inner edge of the ring until you reach the target point. However, if you were able to travel in the third dimension, you could leave the ring and cut straight across.